Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Turncoat Tuesday. Every day is a fucking Turncoat Day these days. Yeah, but it's Turncoat Tuesday, the 20th day of July, 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're gonna have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 80 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 83 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And look outside, you can see what looks like thunderheads, but it's hard to tell because that ginormous fire is creating its own weather. And they say that, well, I'll read some of it to you here. We got Oregon's bootleg fire is so big it's generating dangerous fire clouds and firestorms that can spark their own lightning. This is from Business Insider. Rising temperatures and a growing wildfire are creating dangerous fire clouds and firestorms that can generate their own lightning in the skies above southern Oregon. The bootleg fire, the largest blaze currently burning in the United States, has torched more than 388,000 acres, 606 square miles since it started July 6th in Klamath County. It is only 30% contained as of Tuesday. As heat and smoke from large fires rise skyward, they can create storms comprised of what are known as, man, this is a big word, cumulonimbus clouds. These thunderheads produce their own weather, including tornadoes in rare cases, which can spark new fires in a very vicious cycle. The Oregonian blaze is also creating pyrocumulus or flammagentius clouds. The second word is Latin for created from fire or from flame. These fire clouds consist of up to 6 mile high columns of smoke and ash that are visible from more than 100 miles away. The bootleg fire has generated multiple pyrocumulus clouds of this size for the last 4 days in a row, the Associated Press reported Friday. The fire is so large and generating so much energy and extreme heat that it is changing the weather, Marcus Kaufman, a spokesman for Oregon Forestry Department, told the New York Times Monday. Normally, the weather predicts that the fire predicts what the fire will do. In this case, the fire predicts what the weather will do. Authorities said the clouds from between 3 p.m. and 5 p.m. local time every day, as the clouds form between 3 p.m. and 5 p.m. local time every day as heat from the baking ground rises skyward. And I'm going to go on with this goddamn big fire and this nasty son of a bitch. And, you know, I was thinking about, Jeff Bezos. He got to go and take his joyride into fucking space. And, you know, at 20 million dollars a seat, you know, for this commercial. What they want is a commercial flights into to space. You know, and they're also talking about, you know, building hotels up there. So the fucking ultra fucking rich pricks that have created fucking shit on this goddamn planet can go up there and sit in a hotel and look down on the goddamn earth where the majority of the fucking people will be living under the goddamn freeway overpasses. And our people are living like fucking dirt down here. And these motherfuckers are taking joyrides into space, and man, they are just the goddamn bee's knees. I mean, they're being treated like fucking royalty. You know, I was thinking about it. He said they used, compressed nitrogen for the solid fuel rocket that they used to launch this capsule into space for 11 minutes of fucking playtime for the filthy fucking rich. Anyway, they used, like I said, compressed nitrogen. But I was, you know, I've been thinking about it. You know, I started reading some stuff. And they said, listen to this. Now, we all know there was a huge hole in the fucking, let's see what the hell we're talking about here. In the
ionosphere.
Yeah, well, the ozone is what I'm talking about. It is the stratosphere in the ozone level. I mean, the ozone, it had a big, huge hole in it at the Arctic Circle. Okay, so in 2020, this hole was so large it was encompassed the whole Arctic Circle. In 2021, they say it has closed itself. Now, how that would be possible, I do not know, but it seems more likely to me that the son of a bitch shifted from the fucking Arctic Circle and down here where we're fucking, I mean, this is unbelievable temperatures we're having here. And I mean, and the lack of ozone, I mean, I was just started looking through this shit, you know, there are 6,542 satellites. That's mean there's been 6,542 launches that burned holes through the fucking ozone. There were 135 space shuttle launches, and these are the big bastards that take it way up into fucking space. Space shuttle launches during the space shuttle years. They burned holes in the fucking ozones. When they were setting off those fucking nuclear bombs, they were blowing holes in the fucking ozone. So a lot of this fucking heat, I guess it is fucking man-made. But see, the people like Jeff Bezos and these fucking one percenter fucking communist cocksuckers will never be held accountable for what they have done. It's because of our cows farting and us people breathing. If you people would just quit breathing and kill all the fucking cows, we could put more fucking shit up into fucking space. Maybe this is what happened to Mars. You know, finally they reached fucking Earth and found, oh, we got some place, but they destroyed fucking Mars doing it. I mean, when a solid fuel rocket launch, they release chlorine gas directly into the stratosphere, where the chlorine reacts with oxygen to form ozone-destroying chlorine oxide. Increased in international space launches and the potential commercial space travel boom could mean that rockets will soon emerge as the worst offenders in terms of ozone depletion. Soot and aluminum oxide and rocket oxide depletes upper atmosphere ozone, which shields the Earth's surface from damaging ultraviolet rays. And fucking man, I mean, they're looking for all these fucking excuses of it's global warming. First it was in the 70s, it was ice age coming. Then it was global warming. All this fucking damage that and see people like Bezos, he's all for fucking that carbon tax, he's all for fucking charging you to fucking breathe, for fucking trying to take your fucking gas car away from you. You'll drive what he tells you to because he's a fucking king. Well, kings get their fucking heads chopped off too, don't they? Look at your fucking history, and we've about had enough of your shit. Your little joyride up into fucking space, I mean, $20 million for a seat to go up for 11 seconds in fucking space. These are the rich people. This is how they play. And then you just look at the fucking ocean of yachts they own. All the fucking shit they have they've taken every fucking thing and left the people on this goddamn planet with nothing. And now they're all fleeing up to fucking the United States because they're offering free Walmart because they want to crush the American nationals. We are the only ones who can stop these motherfuckers, and they know it. So now we had the one fire went off the other day, you know, went up in, same thing, little joyride in fucking space. This is how the fucking, I mean, you got $200 million to fucking fly, take a flight up into fucking space. While fucking people are living under goddamn bridges, I don't think you earned that money, you son of a bitch. I don't think there's any way possible you could have created any product that could fucking earn that kind of money. It's all a fucking scam. It's like these son of a bitches, Bezos, Amazon. I mean, fucking, these are, I got Amazon, Facebook, Twitter, all these pricks are wanting to fucking censor what we fucking have to say. These fucking, what they are is modern day robber barons. And they want us to be their goddamn property and their fucking slaves, and they want to fucking kill us down to 500 million because that's all they need to serve them. Well, we're going to serve you motherfuckers. We'll serve you up on a fucking spit with fucking baby raised barbecue sauce on your ass. This makes me so fucking sick that these fucking rich pricks can go out and fucking play. And hey, man, they're planning on building hotels and fucking orbiting the fucking Earth. That's going to blow some more holes in the ozone for the people that have to stay down here on this fucking planet that they're turning into a fucking shithole. And they're doing it. And then turn around and try, it's the population, it's overpopulation. No, it's you motherfuckers firing 10 zillion rockets into the goddamn, atmosphere, burning holes in our fucking ozone so that the fucking does fucking destroy the fucking Earth. But see, that way what they know is if they get their shit built up there in time and they can stay up there long enough, the Earth will fucking replenish itself. It will heal itself. If they can get rid of us, man, that is their big fucking problem here, man. Getting rid of the fucking people off this fucking planet so it can be all fucking theirs. Because cocksucker, do you see that phony fucking cowboy hat that punk was wearing? I'd love to walk up and bitch slap him right across the fucking face, knock his phony fucking cowboy hat, then shove it down his fucking throat. You elitist motherfuckers, you go get, hey man, what you're doing is you're coming out and you're fucking taunting us. Keep taunting us. You just keep fucking taunting us. This shit's going to break loose, and you motherfuckers are going to regret the day you were fucking born. I promise it. Taunt us. Show us how you play as we fucking sit down here and slave, and our kids go fucking hungry so that you can fucking play in space, you motherfucking piece of shit, as you burn holes in the ozone that belongs to everybody on this goddamn planet, you piece of shit. And they got a competition going, him and the other motherfucker, I don't remember his name, to see who can get the tourist industry. See, what we need is a tourist industry in fucking space, burning holes in the fucking ozone every fucking trip. But they never cared about what they've destroyed to make their fucking mountains, their fortunes, so that they could enslave other fucking people. Strip mining. I mean, think about it, man. The mining over here, like in the valley, the fucking fish, you couldn't eat them for fucking years. Because of all the mercury and shit from all the fucking mining, making just a handful of them filthy fucking rich, and the rest of us get the fucking poison. I mean, they're talking about, you know, the life expectancy on this planet. For the rich, it's like 80-some years old. For the fucking poor, it's down to about fucking 60. It's something going on here, people. And we just sit back and we watch it. Oh, everybody's, oh, Jeff Bezos, oh, Jesus, gosh. And they're calling them fucking goddamn astronauts. They didn't drive shit. Yeah, then I'm a fucking astronaut for riding in an elevator because it went up. They weren't controlling the fucking ship, none whatsoever. But, and Bezos' son, 18, the little boy born with a fucking golden suppository up his ass and a fucking Masonic crown on his fucking head. Well, he's the youngest man to ever be in space. Well, you burned a fucking hole in my ozone today, prick, and I ain't forgetting about it. We have to get rid of these fuckers, I swear, or they're going to get rid of us. You goddamn can't see that? Oh, down at the border, they just get, fucking just can't figure it out. Why did they just, we can't stop it. Yeah, you fucking could. There's five fucking pricks telling 70,000 fucking pricks, oh, just let them through, just fill out the paperwork fast as you can, get them inside the continental United States as deep as you can, as quick as you can, and though you motherfuckers are following the orders because you're the last batch. And yes, we can fucking stop them. We've shot their fucking asses out of here a couple of times all fucking ready. And it's way past time to do it again and put this country back under the rule of we the fucking people. Break Jeff Bezos. Take everything that motherfucker owns and then put his ass, tell him, get swimming, motherfucker. Out there is where the admiralty that fucking think's going to make you a fucking king over me. That's where it's at. Get swimming, motherfucker. Or get a bullet in the ass. What do you want? Try him, convict him, and kill him. Try him, convict him, and kill him. Until then, we're at fucking war, actually. Because we have no fucking courts. They fucking, the unbelievable fucking balls on these people. They remove our fucking courts and think, well, because they can't go to court. These people won't fight. You think we won't fight? You're about to find out fucking different, you son of a bitches. Take a joyride into space while people are starving down here on fucking Earth that own the fucking resources that you fucking stole. Just like the, you see, how do you steal it? Well, what the fucking rocket and the whole fucking setup the son of a bitch used was from the space program created through NASA. Who paid for all the development of that technology, people? Guys out there fucking digging ditches. Guys out there fucking building fucking houses. Guys out there driving fucking trucks. That's who paid for it. But only the filthy fucking rich get to enjoy the fucking fruits of that labor, huh? They taxed you so that they could develop the technology. Hell, we had a shuttle program that would fucking, the shuttles could go into fucking space, built a fucking space fucking station up in the goddamn, in orbit with the fucking Earth. But these son of a bitches, just technology was hand. In fact, the government gave them fucking money to do it. More money out of our pot. They took the money out of a son of a bitch who's eating ramen fucking noodles and trying to raise a fucking family, working 60, 70 fucking hours a week, and they gave it to that fucking filthy rich motherfucking lowlife prick Bezos to build him a fucking rocket ship so him and his buddies could go up and fucking, and they could have them some fun. Their fucking yachts aren't enough. Their fucking 10 zillion houses all over the fucking country, all over the planet, aren't enough. It'll never be enough until we're snuffed out and they just have the slaves at their fucking feet. That day will never come, Bezos. You'll be buried in that fucking cowboy hat, you motherfucker. You will be tried for the fucking treason, this piece of dog shit that you fucking are. Stand up there, you arrogant prick. Shove that cowboy hat right down your fucking throat, boy. And I called you a fucking boy because you're a bitch. I'm a lot older than you, but I'll whip your fucking ass easier. Just like I wasn't even fucking trying. That quick. 15 seconds flat, I'll have you in a puddle of blood. Fight me, you motherfucker. You want to steal from me? Fight me. You're such a big, bad motherfucker. You're such a fucking king of kings. Come on, motherfucker. Take this fucking peasant out. See if you can do it. You sickening son of a bitches. And all the fucking rest of them too, people. They have like a whole lineup of people that have already paid like fucking, I think, $20 million. $20 million for an 11-second fucking ride. That's how the rich play while our people, American nationals who can trace their lineage back to the beginning of this country, are going fucking hungry, living in goddamn tents underneath the fucking overpasses because they have to stay close enough to where they can go get food, and living like fucking goddamn animals by the millions too. But why it isn't, you know? You gotta wonder, why hasn't any news agency, any fucking special report ever went across this country and just filmed it and showed it? This is how many people actually, hey, there's where you can make an actual count. Because they don't want you to know. If everybody knew exactly how fucking bad this is and how these arrogant motherfuckers are fucking taking the goddamn food right out of little kids' mouths so that they can go on joyrides on a fucking spaceship that we paid for the fucking development of the technology for by the same fucking people that busted their fucking asses to work to try to make a fucking living, but they had to pay for Miss Old Bezos could have some fucking free technology and some free money from the fucking government for him and his fucking elitist fucking one. Hey, you 1%, 1% ain't very much. Boom. That's how hard it is to get rid of 1%. Now that 99 fucking percent, that's a little bit different fucking story now, isn't it? I'm disgusted. I'm just flat fucking disgusted. I watched this shit this morning. I want to puke. And I, you know, they have the fucking afterwards. They have the conference and stuff. And he took Amelia Earhart's fucking goggles up there and a piece of fucking of the canvas that the fucking, Wright brothers used on their planet Kitty Hawk. And this motherfucker's being made. All you got, motherfucker, is a pen and a checkbook that was provided by you by an illegitimate fucking Zionist fucking occupation, and then all the fucking digits they could type in the computer for your fucking ass, all the fucking manipulation so that you could come out on top in the fucking business of fucking transporting fucking, with, you know, like with Amazon, online fucking, because they fucking, hey, they pretty much put everybody else out of fucking business with that COVID, didn't they? They got rid of your fucking competition, didn't they? You fucking piece of shit. You probably never did an honest day's work in your whole fucking life. You fucking been, put that old cowboy hat on like you fucking, and you fucking Texans that so out there sucking his dick, you make me want to puke. I guess I raved about that enough. But I still fucking feel it. Because it's so fucking unnecessary. We fucking grovel at the feet of dog shit like fucking Bezos, Zuckerberg, fucking Gates. All these fucking pricks. There ain't fucking, they're nothing. Well, how would they be out? I mean, fucking, there's some men out there. I know there are because I know you fuckers. You men out there, how would that fucker, how would old Bezos or any, or Bill Gates or Zuckerberg stand up to a fight to you, a fist fight in the fucking street? They couldn't fucking survive it. You'd beat them to death. You'd slap them like a fucking woman because that's all they fucking are. And they fucking know it. That's why they want to fucking own you, control you, and kill you. Because they have to live with the fact they have no fucking balls. They have no fucking spine. This is why our child doctors group suddenly demand all kids over 2 years old wear masks at school. This is from Zero Hedge. In case you wondered why the American Academy of Pediatricians would overrule this, oh, now they're overruling each other's unlawful jurisdiction that doesn't exist, would overrule the CDC's science, consider this. The American Academy of Pediatrics wants all kids masks until vaccinated. Let's go to their website and see who the biggest donor is. Oh, Pfizer. Probably nothing, right? The Summit News, Steve Watson detailed earlier, the American Academy of Pediatrics is demanding that all children over the age of 2 years old wear face masks at school and nurseries, a suggestion that goes further than any previous restrictions. The group, which has 67,000 members in primary care, announced that even if the kids have been vaccinated, if they've had the kill shot, because evidently the kill shot don't work that fucking well. I'm 6 out of the fucking 50 goddamn, Demerats or whatever the fuck. I don't even want to say Demerats is, but the fucking traitors that flew to fucking from Texas to fucking Washington. They're coming down with COVID. And they all said they fucking had the injection. Well, what the hell? I mean, it keeps that whole thing, that whole smoky area. It doesn't work. It does work. It doesn't work. It does work. Well, the 5 fucking people out of goddamn 60 already got the fucking shit, and they were all vaccinated. I don't think it works. I think it works for what it was made for, but it ain't got nothing to do with no COVID, because you know why? COVID doesn't exist. Never fucking did. No, it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. No, it doesn't exist. It's a fucking lie. It doesn't exist. It's a fucking scam. It doesn't fucking exist. It doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. Vaccinated should still be forced to wear masks, suggesting that combining layers of protection that include vaccinations, masking, and clean, and walking on your knees too. I mean, you should crawl on your knees. That because the COVID virus, it stays up high. Masking and clean hands hygiene will make in-person learning safe and possible for everyone. The group also claims that masking is proving to reduce transmission of the virus and to protect those who are not vaccinated. The group's statement also claims universal masking is, quote, the most effective strategy to create consistent messages and expectations among students without the added burden of needing to monitor every one's vaccination status. Now they have come right out. We've read the fucking articles. And if this virus did exist, which it does not, it would, a fucking face mask will not even slow it down. But it will slow down the carbon dioxide your body's trying to get rid of, the poison that is poison to your body if you keep breathing, you know, like if you have a goddamn panic attack and you have to, you know, people get hyperventilated and they put the fucking sack over their face so they're not breathing oxygen so fast that it's making them want to pass out. It's poison. I'm telling you what. I mean, just why isn't anybody saying if this particle exists, you're saying it's this big? Now, this small of a particle, this mask will not fucking stop. How can you even suggest that anything different? You squeeze the holes? You squeeze your, hold your face a certain way and it squeezes those holes down so it can't get in? I mean, I'm just sick of all of this fucking shit. And I know the rest of you are. You gotta be. Let's wipe these fuckers off the face of the earth. They are scourge. The demand goes further than that of the CDC, which has said that children and adults who work in schools who are fully vaccinated don't need to wear masks. Contradictions here. Wonder why. Many states have scrapped and even banned mask mandates at this stage. Last week, health authorities in California attempted to enforce a mask mandate for children before apparently backing down just hours later. I think people have just about had enough of your fucking shit, you motherfuckers. And we weren't fucking brought off fucking point by your phony fucking little escapade of showing a fucking rich man go and play in fucking space for 11 fucking minutes. It just pissed us off more. What you doing fucking handing our money over to Jeff fucking Bezos, who's already filthy rich, who you already made filthy rich through your fucking corrupt communist fucking system, who you have put in place to be an oligarch. Well, you oligarchs fucking get their heads chopped off with fucking guillotines. You better check your fucking history before you go out there fucking with your phony fucking cowboy hat acting like you're the king of the fucking world, because I'm here to tell you you ain't. We'll be right back. Take your brain, it's time to go. Do not have long to go. Remember me, 'cause I'm the one made you see. Remember me.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. We'll be right back.
and the family on Friday nights. 10-lane ram on Saturday, right before the morning light. Came a time I was opened up and I learned about the gun. And every night at supper time, I answered what I'd done. Looks today, but forgot about the way it used to be. They got no respect and no cold steel, just games on TV. A burning hell before I sell my rights away from me. It's high time we embrace the tool that keeps all men free.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shy via Post Office Box 964, Chilliquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:36 Pacific time, and of course that was Hogjaw with Get Some. When? Man, when's all the fucking talking gonna stop and the fucking bullets start flying? Let's clean this goddamn mess up. Let's enforce our fucking law. These motherfuckers think they're above us. They think they're they look down their goddamn nose at us. We hold the supreme fucking authority, the supreme jurisdiction in this goddamn country, and we have the law squarely behind us. All we have to do is have the balls to enforce it. Facebook Oversight Board member says, free speech, quote, is not an absolute human right. Well, listen up, Facebook Oversight Board motherfucker. It is the goddamn written, ratified law of this goddamn land. And your fucking ass can be hung by the neck until you are fucking dead for fucking trying to violate it, for trying to remove it, for treason, for sedition. I don't give a fuck what you think, you corporate piece of dog shit. It's the fucking law. And all we gotta do is enforce it and your fucking ass is gone. This is from Reclaim, the Net, sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. A member of Facebook's oversight board, I'm a member of Facebook's oversight. You're a fucking corporate piece of dog shit that has zero fucking authority to say any fucking thing. You say that was treason. What you just spoke was fucking treason. You prima facie of fucking treason. That's why they had to get rid of them common law courts. That was the first fucking act these pricks did. Leaving us to the gun. And the gun is the extreme, and it's extreme that, nobody wants to kill people. We're fucking been some of the most decent fucking people on this goddamn planet. But there comes a fucking point when a rabid dog is trying to fucking kill you, you kill that motherfucker first. Or you end up dead. Expression is not an a member of the Facebook oversight board said that freedom of expression is not an absolute right. By where's your fucking authority on that, son of a bitch? Show me your fucking authority. I'll show you mine. My authority is in that fucking first article of that fucking absolute unalienable, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. We call it the Bill of Rights, but it is a body of law. It is the people's fucking law. It is the law of this fucking nation. It is the law of this fucking earth that you're standing on, you son of a bitch. That's my fucking proof. Where's your proof? And my second article. My fucking gun is what backs it. Now, what do you got? You going to bring your fucking little fancy ass down here? I'll stuff you down your fucking coat, rat punk. He says, some little punk says. Like I give a shit what you fucking say. Get to doing, punk. The Oversight Board was set up over a year ago to act as some kind of Supreme Court for Facebook's content. Another Supreme Court without jurisdiction in violation of the 9th article of the People's Absolute fucking ratified law. Well, if that's what it is, then everybody that's a part of it needs a fucking rope around their neck or a bullet through their head, right? Because that is treason. That is sedition. Content moderation decisions. Really, you are an important son of a bitch. I'd just love to meet you. However, critics argue it was created so that Facebook executives can distance themselves from politically sensitive content moderation decisions, from fucking goddamn violations of the fucking first article of our fucking Bill of Rights, the absolute supreme superior unalienable law of this goddamn country you're in, you son of a bitch. You've removed the courts, so you don't have to worry about being served. But what are you going to do about a bullet coming at your ass at about 2,200 feet per second? Are you going to fucking, what are you going to do? Deflect it with your fucking superpowers that allow you to fucking create goddamn a Supreme Court for Facebook? Yeah, you're going to get your fucking Supreme Court, you son of a bitch. Sensitive contact moderation. So the board reviews some of the most controversial decisions made by Facebook, such as the indefinite suspension of former President Donald Trump following January 6th. Fuck, we were fucking suspended before that. Nobody counts but the fucking... Aren't you guys starting to get this shit? Nobody counts. Nobody as an individual, unless they're one of the filthy fucking 1% rich fucking corporate... aristocracy, fucking corporate mafia of this fucking international corporate mafia. Period. Your fucking rights as an individual, that's what this goddamn country was built to fucking, it wasn't built to fucking make billionaires out of fucking thieves and liars and pedophiles. It was built so that fucking common people could fucking live a fucking good life in the richest country on planet Earth just by accessing their own fucking, resources and having a fucking currency without debt attached to it. It was real fucking simple. It's still real fucking simple. But it ain't simple if we don't have the balls to fucking make it happen. What happened to us, people? The board reviews some of the most controversial decisions made by Facebook, such as the indefinite suspension of not Donald Trump. I mean, they could suspend Henry Shive. They could suspend the trenches. In fact, if anything with even FTT on it, I don't care where the article come from. If FTT is attached to it, fucking, it ain't going up on fucking Facebook. Now they can do that and it's of no meaning to nobody, apparently. But fucking this fucking international communist piece of trash, Donald F. fucking Trump, who fucking has violated the fucking, who is a fucking guilty of sedition and treason, prima fucking facie, could be convicted in fucking 1 hour in a common law court and hung the next hour. And they know it. And they all shit through the same hole and they're all guarding each other's fucking backs. And right now, with this fucking defund the police bullshit, that what you're not defunding the police, you're removing you're taking what is a corporate fucking, enforcement, corporate enforcers. Blackwater USA, private fucking agencies, private fucking corporations with union members. And they're actually, oh, just nothing we can do. They're defunding the police. The only thing, federal government's going to have to step in. We're going to have a nationwide, national Stasi. That way there'll be no arguments over what the goddamn king has said and what the fucking peasants are going to do. Well, it is an argument, and it's gonna be a heated fucking argument, and you're gonna fucking lose. And when if I could only live to see the day when they are marching out into that goddamn surface of the Pacific Ocean where it's nice and cold. Let's get marching, motherfuckers. There, your fucking admiralty's out there 200 fucking miles. Get to swimming. No, you ain't. Boom! Get to swimming. Brrrr, boom! Boom! Get to swimming. Because that's what's in your fucking future. You think you can take out the people that have whipped the fucking world? You really believe that? You know better. Having your soft kill, boy, you're trying with this goddamn, that vaccine. Goddamn, if they could have just got just a little more than 10 or 20% that they truly fucking got that they're lying about. See, if they even had 50%, they might try to fucking try, you know, go and try and force it on the rest of it. Fucking 50% of this fucking population will wipe your ass off this fucking, out of this country so fast, you'll have to have your fucking Chinese UN fucking, troops sent in here within the first fucking 2 weeks if we bust it all loose at the same time, and you know it. And they, every one of them, will die. They will die. And they will fucking fertilize this land, and it will fucking be bountiful again. And you'll quit shooting fucking holes in our fucking ozone. You'll quit all your fucking goddamn fucking destruction of, you know, they talk about spaceships. You know, when they do it, they're just looking like, oh, when you look back and you see how fragile the earth is, one of them fuckers said. How fragile the earth is. That's a spaceship. And you're a fucking goddamn retarded moron poking holes in the goddamn outer fucking layer of the atmosphere that holds the fucking goddamn atmosphere inside so that we can live. But you really don't fucking care, do you, rich man? Did you have a good time? Did you get a thrill using fucking tech? You know, and that's another thing they mentioned that, I can't think of the original guy for Apple. They were talking about, he'd said that, you know, I haven't created anything. We've just honed things. And that's all that's really been done. There's been no great discoveries since fucking, the 60s, 70s. There's been no great discoveries. All they've been doing is honing and miniaturizing the technology that we already had back then. I mean, that fucking ship that those pricks went up in today, that was old technology. That was like from the first fucking capsules that went up in when we first started putting people into the inner atmosphere. The same fucking technology, and all they did was fucking, you know, got it computerized so that they could react quick enough so that they could land the booster rocket, and then they fucking came down with bigger chutes so that they could land on the dirt instead of in the water. That was the only fucking difference. But they were acting like this is the first people ever went to space. Like there wasn't a shuttle program where there was a goddamn space shuttle going up fucking once every fucking two or three fucking weeks for years. That didn't happen. Man, these people are pioneers. These are billionaires, you see. They kept throwing that billionaire, billionaire. You're only a billionaire as long as we allow you to be, you son of a bitch. Because we're going to come for the fucking billions you've stole. And you're going to answer for the crimes you have committed against our law. And we are the supreme jurisdiction. As long as we have our fucking guns and we're willing to fucking use them, you motherfuckers are dust. You're gonna be fucking, and hey, you know, keep fucking around people. Let them, you know, come up with some more ways to kill you. They're sitting here today, you know, fucking talking about how can we get more injections into people and fucking kill them. Let them kill your ass off and then, I mean, fuck, you'll get what you deserve. Or you better get fucking mean and you better start treating these pricks like they deserve to be pricked. You get guys like Bezos, man. I've met people like that. And then those are ones that you're in the way. You're in the way. You mean the goddamn, ozone layers in your fucking way. You're burning holes in it and try to tell me that it was the whole Antarctica. There was a hole in the fucking ozone that fucking big, people. And it just closed up from 2020 to 2021. Just closed up. How in the hell does that work? There was no scientific explanation as to how such a thing could be possible. But what if they fucking just shifted things? They shifted that fucking hole over the fucking Northwest. Maybe that's why fucking Canada's getting 130 fucking degree temperatures. We're getting 130 degree temperatures down here. I mean, well, up here at 4,200 fucking feet. Why is that happening? Oh, it's global warming. You see, a cow farted and went up and it holds the heat in. That's what happened there. Bullshit. There has been destruction to this goddamn earth beyond fucking imagination. And it has been the goddamn oligarchs that have done it all a fucking long. I mean, you may have participated in welding something or building something because all the technology came from the fucking people. It's just these fucking monsters who want to be fucking gods on earth. And they even want to be gods up in the sky. You just figure it like this. If they can get their fucking a compound built up in the fucking upper atmosphere, in space, in orbit, where it can't come out of orbit unless they want it to. And they could set up there with a fucking goddamn, or they could release anything they want on this goddamn planet and just wait. Just wait. The trees will grow back. This planet will heal itself from the destruction that has been wrought upon it by these fucking pricks who have the mountains of fucking gold. I mean, if you're going to say that fucking the use of the fucking earth is what has caused the destruction of the fucking earth, then the guy with the biggest fucking pile of gold, he did the most destruction, right? Wouldn't that stand to reason with you? And the guy who has nothing, he did the least fucking amount of fucking destruction to this earth. In fact, you know, the guy then that there's Georgia Guidestones in perpetual fucking harmony with nature. Are they in perpetual harmony with nature? Is there anything natural about these fucking sick-in-the-head pedophilic son of a bitches? No, there's not. But this oversight, man, we don't have no right to talk. You want to bet? I'm doing it right now, motherfucker. What are you going to do about it? Let's see here. The board, okay, a member of the oversight board, Heli Throning Schmidt. Oh, see, Kyle, and it is goddamn fascism. When the goddamn government and fucking industry are one, and they fucking are, that is fascism. You got fascists fighting communists to see which one gets to kill us. Schmidt, a former Danish prime minister. What? He's a former Danish prime minister, and he's talking about my motherfucking Bill of Rights, our fucking law, our ratified absolute fucking unalienable law, this Danish piece of shit. Get the fuck out of my country now. Said, free speech is not an absolute human right. During an event held by Politico Europe on Thursday. Politico Europe. What the fuck are you doing talking about my goddamn, the law of this country? Well, you ain't got no goddamn business here, buddy. You're not one of us. This is our goddamn country, our fucking law, our jurisdiction. Hey, fucking, we'll hang your ass. Speak out against our fucking law. Speak to overthrow it. Speak to fucking to conquer our people. She added, and it's of course a she because she's got such big fucking balls, she's going to go out and she's going to sit things right. Are you, bitch? It has to be balanced against other human rights. Oh, really? And who the fuck did you say you were? Some ex-Danish prime minister? We got a balance. We got a system of fucking law that guarantees fucking justice in every fucking instance. And it's not just a fucking, it's not just a list of fucking rights. It is a fucking system of fucking law. It is the only system of fucking law allowed on the goddamn real estate known as the United States of these Americas. I know. You brought your fucking law of the sea where you put your goddamn star chamber freaking judges in there like captains on a fucking ship and whatever they fucking say. Oh, well, the law changed just in the last 5 minutes. See, I don't care what you read in that book. We got a way to fuck you. Well, you don't got, well, fucking you, yeah, well, I guess we have to go to the fucking, the standby, our true founders left us. If they take this away from you, they take the fucking peaceful way away from us, give them the fucking violence. Give them fucking guns. 1 billion fucking guns, 1 trillion rounds of ammunition. Mow the motherfuckers down. Her remarks are controversial. They're fucking treasonous in this country, but she ain't even, she's a fucking Dane. What the fuck are you doing over here? Get the fuck out of here. And any of these international corporations, you operate in the United States, the people better be fucking United States fucking nationals. Or, fuck you, we're taking all your shit anyway. There's just a handful of you. We can count. We're not so ignorant that we still can't count. And when this thing breaks loose, man, there you have fucking built up so much anger and resent and hate against you. And we have the law on our side. Think about that. That's like killing somebody's fucking kid right in front of them. And they catch ya. They got you on film. There's no way you can deny you fucking did it. And your ass is going to go into that fucking common law court. And the prima facie evidence is going to be placed before the jury. And we'll give you your full process. We'll give you your fucking common law grand jury. And they can find more fucking evidence that fucking condemns you to death. Because that's what the price of fucking treason is death. And you are committing treason against we the people and our fucking law ratified by us. And we are the superior jurisdiction in this goddamn country. I don't give a fuck, monk's fuck, what anybody fucking, I don't give a shit what this bitch says. She has no fucking authority. She has nothing but a goddamn invitation to a fucking hanging, her own. Free expression, and in Europe, free speech has unfortunately not traditionally been real regarded, and in clashes with the more liberty-driven approaches in the United States, more liberty-driven, I love the way they put that, no, the goddamn law. It's the fucking law in this country. It's the fucking law. It's a fucking law. It's a fucking law. It's like they do with the goddamn COVID. It's not COVID, and this, and freedom of speech is the fucking law. You violate that law, you fucking commit fucking treason against the people, or you're committing sedition, and you're trying to overthrow the people. Which is it? Because we're not gonna be your goddamn slaves. We're not gonna be your fucking subjects. And you're returning every fucking thing you stole from us. Bezos. Zuckerberg, Gates, all you fucking pricks. You're giving it all back. You're going to give it back before we hang you and before you get to watch yourself hang in front of a 40 by 20 fucking foot mirror with your fucking eyelids fucking stapled to your forehead. That's going to be your fucking punishment. You think you can take this fucking country away from we the people? From the you know, there are a lot of cunts out there, but there's a lot of mean motherfuckers out there too. You better know it. There's plenty to take care of your ass, and you fucking do know it. That's why you try all this smarmy, fucking goddamn sickening, lying dog shit, fucking false authority. I mean, Napolitano, the fucking treasonous piece of trash that he is, comes up the first thing when this COVID-19 that doesn't exist was thrown at us and says, the president does not have the authority to order the American people to lock down or to tell them to wear face masks. The governor does not have the authority to tell the people to lock down and have wear face masks. They just don't have the authority. And they must have wanted us to know that they are going to act without authority, and they're going to fucking enforce that authority by fucking hired force, by mercenaries, Blackwater USA. Well, there was never no a police force for the fucking government. Fucking okay, we never granted that. In fact, our 9th article to our Bill of Rights forbids it. You're in violation of the law. You're in violation of the law. They're violating our law. They're violating our Bill of Rights. They're violating it. The penalty's death because it's treason. They're trying to overthrow we the people. They're trying to take our exclusive jurisdictional authority away from us. A handful of motherfuckers who think that, hey man, mammon will do it. Anybody can fucking be bought. But some people can't be bought, you motherfuckers. Some people aren't going to just take your fucking death shot because you tell them they go to good. Well, they come to the house, oh, it's the National Guard. Oh, what am I going to do? I guess I'll just go ahead. I'll take it. Go ahead. Just don't hit me. You think that's what's going to happen? Do you really fucking believe that? I hope you fucking do, because those treasonous cocksuckers want to come and try and fucking go against their own fucking people. They'll get what they fucking deserve, too. They are guilty of fucking treason and sedition, and they'll get the fuck. They've declared war on we, the people. You declare war on that Bill of Rights, you've declared war on the goddamn people. And this ain't the goddamn, the phony-ass fucking goddamn Declaration of Independence bullshit for a new country. You've declared war on the people like they declared war on the people at Concord. We're going to come up to you as individuals. We're taking your fucking guns. We're taking your fucking property. We're taking your fucking kids if we fucking want them. We'll take them out in the brush and fucking rape them and fucking we'll kill them. We'll kill all you. Well, you're going to do it? You get to fucking trying. Because you know what? We're going to kill you right fucking back. Only we're going to kill you in spades. When we get done, man, we're finished. All you monarchs, you fat little bitch over there on that fucking British, fucking sitting on that goddamn British fucking throne. Your fucking ass will squish your ass down into the size of a fucking wafer right there on that goddamn throne. If your own people don't do it first, because I think they're a little sick of being lapdogs to somebody who claims to be some supreme authority over them just because of the twat they fell out of. It's disgusting. And I think that people are fighting up a fucking storm across this fucking world. That's why you don't see nothing but three fucking goddamn things. They run all fucking day long on the stupid block. The same three fucking stupid fucking things that don't mean shit or nothing. Just like this fucking so-called space launch. Been done fucking, that was done fucking, what, 40 fucking years ago? How long ago, people? 50 fucking years ago? How long ago? But oh man, these guys here, they called them astronauts. They weren't driving. I mean, like I said, if they're astronauts, I'm an astronaut for riding on a fucking elevator. They were nothing. You are nothing, you motherfuckers. You're so full of yourself, you're gonna fucking be, you're gonna find out that you're gonna be knocked through a knothole backwards and you're gonna go right through the son of a bitch. That's your fucking future. At any rate, I've ranted all I can rant today, people. So we're going to call it a broadcast, and we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And remember, these motherfuckers do not own you. And you fucking goddamn it, if you won't stand, I mean, if you need, I mean, it's people that like, you know, Norm talking about, you know, that's when the militias are going to come down after we start. This fucking shit is going to, it's going to blow up like that goddamn fire out there, that bootleg fire. That's what it's going to be like when it comes across this goddamn country. I mean, you can do all the fucking talking you want, you pricks out there. You know what I'm saying is true. You've looked at it. You know what's going to happen. The fucking jungle's getting ready to be released on your asses. Every fucking one of you that has cooperated in this shit in any fucking way. Any one of you that has violated our fucking law. You are going to fucking answer to justice. And that is The Word from the Trenches.